Right, Beverly, talking of the ground, there's never a shortage of weeds. And what Lucy wants to know is, why are weeds so hard to get rid of? Why do they persist?
Well, that's because that's what their job is. So there are basically a group of plant scientists set out a theory for ways to be a plant, different ways to approach life as a plant, about 30, 40 years ago now. And they said, you know, you can be a kind of stay still and grow slowly and hang on to all your resources plant, something fairly grumpy like a cactus. You can be a grow fast and strong and beat all the competition but not reproduce very quickly plant, so you might think of something like a bramble. Or you can be a live fast and die young plant, so live fast, die young, but throw out a lot of seed while you're doing it. And that's basically the strategy weeds take. So you can dig up one of them, but it's only lived a few weeks, and in that few weeks it might have thrown out a million seeds, and they'll come up as soon as you pull up the first one.
And bindweed, because that has a different strategy, isn't it? That has roots that are extremely fragile, but it can clone the plant back from any tiny bit of them.
So it's more in the bramble category. It's actually a competitor. It'll keep going endlessly.
Thank you very much.